I always I have to admit, it's always interesting to use parables like this, talk about parables like this, when you live in a big city. You know, I spent my seminary life near Portland and Chicago. And when you go in a big city and you start talking about parables like this, they just can't quite grasp what our Lord is saying. Now, of course, out here we understand this. We understand these parables. We live in an agricultural community. In fact, some of these parables might seem almost antiquated. You talk about the parable of the field where it talks about we know not how the seed grows. Well, after 2,000 years of science, scientific research, and technological development, we've got a pretty good idea how the seed works now. Not quite like they did then. But you know, the parable still stands because it still shows us what it means in our spiritual life to have that seed. Because anyone who has planted a seed, whether it is as small as a garden or as large as a field, knows that you can't force that seed. You can help it. You can provide resources for it. But you can't force that seed to grow. You know, there might be the wrong conditions for that seed to grow and it will die off. Maybe the soil will be bad. Maybe there will be a late frost that will kill it off. Maybe there just won't be enough moisture or nutrients for it. We can fix some of that, or we can help some of that. We can't force the seed. But these parables still explain to us what our faith should be like in our lives. Because it shows the fact that our faith develops throughout our lives. It's not a one-time thing, but it's something that is continually growing and developing. The seed of our faith was planted when we were baptized. When we received baptism, that seed was planted in our soul. And that seed will sprout and grow throughout our lives, especially when we receive the sacraments of confirmation, Eucharist, and confession. And then it finally reaches maturity and harvest when we go before our final judgment and enter into the kingdom of heaven. The problem is, using this parable, is not everybody allows that seed to grow to maturity, that allows that seed of faith to grow to that point of maturity. But instead, they allow it to remain immature. You know, they might receive baptism, confirmation, and First Communion. They might receive the sacraments of initiation. They might have gone through religious education or religion classes up until about high school or so. But then they go no further. They don't increase their faith. They don't continue to grow their faith. Instead, they allow it to stay there. It'd be as if a farmer or a gardener planted a field, planted a garden, maybe gave it, you know, irrigated the field or watered the garden, gave it a good coat of fertilizer, and then just walked away. Didn't do anything else with the field throughout the entire growing season. You know, they might have a garden or a field to harvest, but they're not doing anything to help grow that field. A farmer who truly wants to get his field to harvest, a gardener who truly wants to have the produce from the garden, will take the time and effort to care for those crops, to care for that field. They won't just plant it, water it, fertilize it, and call it good, but they'll give it the care that it needs. They'll give it the nutrients, give it the resources that it needs to flourish. Well, the same thing with our faith life. We need to give our faith life the resources that it needs to flourish, to allow that faith life to grow to maturity in our lives. This is why I always emphasize the need for prayer and study in our lives on a regular basis. Because through prayer and study and receiving the sacraments, our faith life is fed and watered and nourished. That's why daily prayer is so important. Daily speaking to our Lord, listening to his response, especially the devotional life such as the rosary, is so important for this. Scriptural study, being in the scriptures, so important, especially seeing the scriptures in light of the teachings of the church. And of course, tying into that, learning and understanding church teaching, not just learning what the church teaches, but understanding those teachings. And then living what the church teaches. So vital for a healthy, growing faith life, to live the teachings of the church, no matter how difficult that might be. And then, of course, regular reception of the sacraments is a must, an absolute must for a healthy spiritual life. Eucharist, confession, must be received as often as possible. If we do all this, if we truly develop this healthy spiritual life, it will lead to the good recompense that St. Paul mentioned in our second reading. Because as he says, we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. In our lives right now, we are away from the Lord. But we want to go home to the Lord. If we develop our spiritual life, if we allow that spiritual life to grow to the maturity that we desire, we will fulfill our desire to please God, which will then lead us to the eternal life that we seek.